You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee Territory. I'm Skylar James.
And I'm Abby Boatwright.
Your host of Sky's the Limit, the weekly show where every week we bring you a new playlist exploring a different genre, a different theme, depending on the weather and or time of year and or culture at the moment. We're expanding our bounds the more that we do this. I mean, I will say, I think that this is still seasonal based, this show.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'll let you keep going, but I was just going to say that's why I made it sort of specific to right now, because obviously there's a million different songs that you could fit into this playlist.
Yeah.
But this is specifically right now because I just feel like this concept is a hot topic at the moment.
I love that store. Anyways, welcome back to Sky's the Limit live. We're back live in studio. Well, I say we. I mean, I'm back live in studio. Abby's back live on Zoom, zooming in from Toronto. Feels good to be back live. We did a few pre-recorded episodes for over the holiday season. We recorded them in Abby's office in Toronto, so they were interesting because we've never recorded anything there. Lots of sirens in the background, some special guest appearances from Wes, Abby's brother, but it was a fun time. But it's good to be back live. We're starting off the new year with an Abby episode, actually. So I don't know. Do you wanna explain?
Sure. To break the fourth wall a bit, I will say that honestly, Skylar and I were trying to think of what we wanted to do, and then this sort of idea came to me looking at the internet and the news and everything.
Yeah,
and a big influence on it is the new season of Stranger Things, in the sense that this happens every time a season of Stranger Things comes out. But I think that there's a lot of talk right now about songs that are in different pieces of media, mm-hmm. whether it's movies or television. So things are reaching places on the charts or going to the top of, whether it's Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, YouTube, curated playlists. They're moving to the top of them because everyone's looking up these songs.
Yeah.
So I've put together a playlist that's specifically for needle drops or songs from film/TV just in like the last couple months that have become really popular. And then when we're not listening, we can talk a little bit about maybe some of our favorite songs from films. And, you know, this kind of idea of releasing a piece of music with a piece of other media and what that does for its exposure.
Yeah, I always think that like in January, it's such a weird month because we're sort of starting the year, and every January for me, I never really listen to anything super new. I also find that nothing's really ever released in January. But I always, like, we're always sort of off of the holiday break, and this is like the media heavy time of year, I find.
Yeah.
And then right now, especially for music and media, like, I mean, Charlie XCX is releasing her Wuthering Heights soundtrack, and the movie's not even out, and these songs are like blowing up and stuff. Like Chains of Love from the Wuthering Heights soundtrack was one of my, what was it? I put it on my number five song released last year, or something.
Single or something? Yeah.
No, like my fifth favorite song released last year, and the movie's not even out. And so, I don't know. I think music and media is super powerful, but obviously everyone's talking about it specifically right now. And we're not going to talk about this show yet. I know everyone wants and is thinking we're going to talk about the show, but we'll talk about it later because we're playing another track from it. But we also have to play this track. So obviously, as featured in Heated Rivalry, Feist here, My Moon, My Man.
To me, my care, my coat, leave all the high note. There's nowhere to go, belong. Heart on my sleeve, not where we should be. The songs out of key again. My wounds, my face, what day in the face is the calendar page again? Take it slow.
Purple rain.
Prince there with Purple Rain. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Excuse me, actually, Prince and the Revolution. Usually I would talk over the end of a song with that long of an outro, but Abby and I were just talking about it. I was like, do I cut him off? And Abby said, let the people have it. So we let the people have it. I hope you enjoyed all 8 minutes and 42 seconds of Purple Rain.
I know. I was going to play the like single edit version, but I also thought, let the people have it.
Let the people have it.
They can have a long song every once in a while.
Yeah. Abby and I had, what, 12 minutes to talk? It was a bit ridiculous.
And hey, let's, you know, it's the age where we're allowed to play songs that long on the radio, because at a time the whole point of what a radio edit is you couldn't play anything longer than 3 minutes, and then I think they upped it to four, but
that's
that was
true.
The longest that you're, and I think there are still limits on like pop radio for that, but you know, next week we're playing Rush 2112. Everyone,
no, I wonder what the longest song I have played on the radio is. Mm-hmm. It must be something like that, because like Everything's Fine I've played on the radio a couple times too, and that's like 8 minutes ish I think, because that ridiculous guitar solo, and then Purple Rain's almost nine.
Yeah, so. I think on a show that I did with you, I could be totally misremembering this, maybe, but one, I thought for some reason I played the long version of Meatloaf. Like,
oh,
I'd do anything for love,
maybe.
But I won't do that.
Yeah.
And that was, like, did we do a 90s show or something? And I think I played, and that's, like, same
was
thing.
That,
it's, like, 9 minutes or something.
Was that Valentine's Day?
Oh, maybe, when we did the, like, anti-love show. Yeah. But that's one that just stuck in my head, is that would have been long if I didn't play the same thing, the radio edit. So.
Yeah. Anyways, if you're just catching us now, we're playing songs from recent, like needle drops from recent media as of late. So obviously Purple Rain had...
Purple Rain was a literal needle drop.
Literally.
You saw it with me.
Yeah, I saw it. Abby and I watched the Stranger Things finale in at your house for New Year's Eve. But
sorry, spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers for the Stranger Things finale, I guess. Anyways, Purple Rain was a needle drop in that finale, and I'm sure Abby has a lot to say, so I'll mute myself and give you the floor.
Well, let's go back to the first one, that being the first song that played. Skylar said was from Heated Rivalry.
Yeah,
so
but we can
Heated
talk
Rivalry.
About that later.
Okay.
Because we have another song.
Okay, all I was going to say was what I said to you when we went off the air, though, is that I just wanted to say that I knew that part of why I put this song first is because it was like a big inspiration for the playlist, because I knew that people were going to freak out about this song.
Yeah.
And now I see it everywhere. But so Purple Rain, there was this rumor before the last episode came out that there was supposed to be a song that has never played in any other television show. But they got permission to play it on Stranger Things, and it was When Doves Cry followed by Purple Rain. So that was kind of exciting, but it's the typical Stranger Things effect where now I'm seeing people everywhere listening to like the Purple Rain album and talking about Prince and talking about how great this song is, which is just, I don't know, I think it's fun. I know some people get annoyed by it, saying like, oh, you don't know this, but this is the power that media has to show people music, because some people don't adventure out to listen to different music, and that's totally fine. Like, some people, Wes and I were talking about this the other day, like, some people just don't listen to the radio. They have, like, a favorite couple of songs. They don't even listen to music much in general, right? So if they're working out or something, they listen to the same playlist all the time. But then movies and TV shows can show people music when they maybe weren't expecting it.
Yeah.
And so they discover something that they genuinely haven't heard, or they've never been conscious of hearing if it was like on the radio in a store or something. So I think Stranger Things, because so many people watch it, really does that, because they play 80s or before 80s music to a majority younger audience. Like, I know adults watch it too, like our parents' age watch it, but it's just cool to see one last time the sort of Stranger Things music effect happening, and how big Stranger Things was for TV but also for music. Like, look at what happened with Running Up That Hill, right? We've already talked about that on the radio a few times, but
and correct me if I'm wrong, so that scene from Stranger Things where they're like actually playing the record, that was, and I wanted to ask you during the episode, but I had a like strict like, don't bother Abby during this. This is like years and years and years of their life, like culminating this moment. Don't be annoying. And I forgot to ask you since. They played, so it was When Doves Cry and then Purple Rain, and that was like the actual two songs on that 12-inch single?
Yes, well, yes, because I was talking about this earlier today, actually. I figured that Purple, because a lot of people were saying, oh my gosh, like, why two songs and two Prince songs? And I'm pretty sure that was the radio single.
Okay.
Because they would have got it from the radio station. Again, spoilers for Stranger Things, but Robin works at the radio station,
yeah.
So all the music played in this season was from the radio station. So that would have been, I'm assuming, the
12-inch
radio
singles.
Yeah.
I see.
Which had those. And they had to be on the same side, I think, because
yeah.
Unless I'm wrong and someone flipped it, like if Murray was still there to flip it, it's either that it was like a 45 with one on each side, or it was probably the 12 single that had both singles on one side, again, for the sake of radio, so you could just let it play.
Yeah. Well, I think if I remember correctly, it was the 12-inch.
I think so,
and
too.
And no one flipped
yeah.
it. So that's what I was...
Because yeah. that was the point, is they had to run away, right? The
yeah.
music was what was
the timer
For the plan.
Yeah.
Yes. So
anyways, I've sort of like lost track of Stranger Things throughout the years. I thought that like the first couple of seasons were really good, and then just as I've grown older, I've sort of grown out of it, I guess.
Didn't
but
you just
I
watch
liked,
all of them like last year, the year before? I thought you hadn't seen it.
I had
you
seen
just,
the first season when it came out.
Oh, okay. Because
I
was like, you watched it all to tell me that you had watched
yeah.
it. I remember.
Yeah. Okay. No, I did. That part I thought was really, like, that was one of my favorite bits of the last episode, was where mm-hmm. they played the actual record to have the timer. I thought that was very, like, Stranger Things. And
it's
again,
also very just, like, dystopian, too.
Yeah.
Because I think we've also talked about this before, like, Fallout and The Last of Us and how music is used.
Yeah.
For communication, which actually leads us right into the next
there
song.
You go. Do you want to just talk about the next song?
Yeah, well, because then the next song is also from Stranger Things. These ones ended up being back to back. But in the beginning of the season, this song is how Robin communicates with the rest of the characters over the radio. And if you know anything about Stranger Things, it's the perfect song for Stranger Things. But this song is also everywhere on social media and stuff right now, and that's what it was for. It was Robin's signal, which was like a go signal for everybody who was tuning into the station. And you saw Hopper and Joyce, you saw Mike, you saw Dawson, you saw Steve, you saw everyone, Jonathan and Nancy, like, start doing what they were supposed to be doing as
yes.
soon as the song started playing. So
yeah I'm cosplaying Robin right now as I hit play on this
yeah.
song. So if anyone is out there listening, this is your go. Diana Ross here, Upside Down.
I said upside down, you're turning me, you're giving love instinctively. Instinctively, you give to me.
Ultimate, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're playing songs from recent media tonight. That was from the Freakier Friday movie, but it was an original song written by the Beach Boys for the Freakier Friday movie, correct?
No.
No. This is why Abby's here to fact check me.
No, this one I just wanted to include, for the CaneCon, which is cool, and that it's recent. But this song actually is an example, why I wanted to put it in, of songs that aren't technically like real because Lindsay Lohan recorded this originally for the first movie for her band in the movie.
Okay.
And a lot of people I've seen online talk about those jokes of like, what bands do you wish were real? Like Daisy Jones and the Six is an example.
Or like the band from Scott Pilgrim.
Exactly. Yeah. Sex Bomb. Yeah. Or the Hex Girls. But yeah, so this is just kind of cool that the Beaches then got to re-record this, though, and it's another, cool, awesome girl band, recording the song again. And yeah, so just kind of another way that, like, media creates music.
I had only said that it was an original song written for the movie purely because I have not watched the original Freaky Friday or the Freakier Friday movie, so I have no context, and knew that it wasn't a Beaches song before this. So that's the only reason why I said it.
Yes, technically they recorded it for the movie, but they didn't write it for the movie because it was from the first one. So
there you go. There you go. Next song. Do you have anything to say about it?
The next song is just from Marty. It's just from Marty Supreme. Marty Supreme, again, another one. Don't want to spoil. I realize I'm kind of spoiling things for everybody, but Marty Supreme was a super interesting movie. Dinner time
for Cherry.
For music, because the music took me to an interesting place right from the beginning, because majority of the soundtrack is like 80s pop and new wave music. Even though the movie takes place, and now I'm going to spread misinformation, I think in the 50s, but if it's not the 50s, it's like the late 40s. So it takes place around that time, but all of the music was 80s music, which was, can't think of another word in the moment other than cool. It was cool. It looked and sounded cool, but it was also very disorienting, and maybe that was the point. But this one stuck out to me as a big needle drop in the movie. So
interesting. Well, I haven't heard this song in a very, very long time, and I also haven't watched Marty Supreme yet. So this will be a first listen for me in a long time. Public Image Limited here, The Order of Death.
Thank you. Nobody gives a damn in the way.
parade there. I'll believe in anything. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Of course, that Wolf Parade needle drop there is from Heated Rivalry, the Crave original show that has sort of taken off worldwide, about these darn gay hockey players. They're everywhere. That was from, again, there's going to be spoilers about Heated Rivalry, so if you haven't seen it, just stop listening now. Trust me, we won't mind.
Plug your ears and go, la, la, la,
yeah,
la, la.
Exactly, do that. But that plays at the end of episode 3, Scott Hunter's episode. No, not at the end of episode 3. That plays at the end of episode 5, when Scott Hunter brings his boyfriend onto the ice and kisses him, and that's the soundtrack.
In front of the whole world.
In front of the whole world after they win, again, to bypass copyright, the cup. I don't know who Stanley is.
And then
Ilya.
I'm coming to the cottage.
I'm coming to the cottage. And then we all went to the cottage collectively.
We're all at the cottage. I'm at the cottage.
I'm still at the cottage, girl. Girl, I haven't left the cottage.
I just like that go ahead.
I was going to say, I knew about Heated Rivalry like before it started coming out, obviously, because I keep up with Canadian media. And also I knew a few people who are like attached to it in different ways. And so I knew about it before it started coming out, but it started coming out at the end of the semester. And I said to myself, I said, I don't have time for this right now, because I know that when I get too into a piece of media, I can't focus on other things. So I said to myself, I have to lock in for the rest of the semester. And then my reward, when I go home for the break and I'm done writing this stupid 25-page paper, I can watch Heated Rivalry. And then in the span of 4 days, I watched it 3 times. I've been at the cottage. But I knew I knew that I would be obsessed with it. I'm so glad that I waited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skylar versus like little unique gay shows.
I love my little gay shows. But yeah, Heated Rivalry has some great Canadian needle drops in it, yeah. Obviously because it's a Canadian show. And yeah, the Feist song that we played at the top of the show, My Moon, My Man, and then I'll Believe in Anything by Wolf Parade. Such great tracks. And I think that those two are the two that have sort of skyrocketed in fame after the show.
Yeah, I would agree. I think I was actually going to say that, let me double fact check. As heard, I was making this playlist and then I realized that Apple Music like
as
has
heard at
playlists
the movies.
Like these.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I made the whole thing and then I was like, oh, but it was cool because As Heard on TV has, so Running Up That Hill is still towards the top, but the very first song is I'll Believe in Anything.
Wow.
And then Upside Down is on here, but before Upside Down, these are all in the top 10, by the way, mm-hmm. Before Upside Down is My Moon, My Man.
Wow.
So I thought this was crazy, though, and I was like, okay, my brain was definitely in the right place, though, because I made this whole playlist, and then I came on here and looked at the As Heard at the Movies and As Heard on TV, and it has all the songs that I put on the playlist.
When you sent me the playlist that we're playing right now yesterday, I went to Apple Music and looked at the movies and TV playlist. So it's funny that you brought that up.
Yeah, because I totally forgot that those existed as I was building this.
But I think it was such a weird like December where we had, and I guess November technically, but Stranger Things and Heated Rivalry coming out at the same time, which are two shows that use music so well. Like, you can have good needle drops in shows, but I think that these two shows have some great needle drops in them. But Heated Rivalry and Stranger Things have been consistently compared just because they've been coming out at the same time over the past 2 months. And people are like, oh, it's like Heated Rivalry was one of the best things ever and Stranger Things sucks. And I don't agree with that opinion. I like Heated Rivalry more than I like Stranger Things, but that's just me. I don't think Stranger Things, the new season, was necessarily bad, as everyone keeps saying. I just think that the constant comparison is funny because Stranger Things had like a bajillion dollar budget and Heated Rivalry had $2 and a dream. They had like a single toonie from Bell
Media. $2 and Hamilton.
Yeah, and Guelph, Ontario, the Guelph Arena. And so it's just funny how everyone's comparing them. I don't think that they need to be compared.
No, but everyone's obsessed with comparing everything these days. It's like, just like something or don't like it and move on. That's what I keep saying to people.
But every time I go on the internet, it's like, da, 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 da. And I'm like, guys, they're completely different things. Like, and I laugh at it because it's like, it was, Heated Rivalry was never supposed to get this big.
Yeah.
Like, the actors, imagine being those two main actors. Like, you had like 5,000 followers before this show dropped, and now you're on like Jimmy Kimmel next week or whatever they're on. And it's just, and you have like 2 million followers in like a month. It's insane.
Yeah.
I would not want to be them. But, Heated Rivalry, if you haven't watched it yet, highly recommend. We need to move on or we're going to run out of time here. So from the Springsteen movie, I don't think this needs many preamp, this song, Jeremy Allen White here with his cover of I'm on Fire.
Hey, little girl. Daddy home, did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? Can he do to you the things that I do no more? I can take you higher. Sometimes it's like someone took a knife, baby, edging and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of the heaven. Can cool my desire.
the tragically hip there, Tiger the Lion. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That was in Mae Martin's show Wayward?
Wayward, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a needle drop from there. Something to say about the last song before we...
The last song I wanted to put at the end of this, because this song was actually in three different films that all came out at the end of this year. It was, this year, I'm pretty sure they were all at the end of this year, but it's The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, and it was in Dead Man's Wire, One Battle After Another, and The Running Man.
Wow.
Which is just kind of wild that I said to Skylar earlier when I was talking about the playlist, like, it kind of makes sense, and that's such, like, it is such an iconic song, but it's just wild to have it very close to each other as well. Like, the movies that came out very close to each other, and they all have the same song. So
yeah. Anyways, so we finish off our sort of TV movie special here with Gil, Scott Heron. The Revolution Will Not Be Televised.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no